麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this brand new series of messages.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好欢迎你收听这个全新的系列信息。
We are going to begin a series of messages entitled The Blessings of Surrender.
我们将会开始去讲一个新的系列，是叫做献身之福的。
And I want to begin by asking you a question.
那在开始的时候，我想问你一个问题。
Have you ever been at a place in your life when you felt inadequate?
在你的生命里面，你有没有曾经是觉得很缺乏的呢？
Have you ever been at a place where you have actually convinced yourself that you have nothing to offer?
在你的生命里面，有没有曾经觉得自己是乏善足陈的呢？
Have you ever felt that you have nothing whatsoever that is worthwhile?
在你的生命里面，你有没有觉得自己是完全没有价值的呢？
Whenever you get to this point in your life,
每当你的人生是落在这样的境况，即是觉得自己是很缺乏的，觉得自己是乏善足陈的，觉得自己是完全没有价值的时候，
You can start rejoicing.
你就可以开始是去经历喜乐了。
Whenever you feel spiritual depression, poverty, and inadequacy,
每当你是感觉灵性很低落、很贫穷和很缺乏的时候，
That is the very time when God wants to fill you with joy, richness, and liberty like you have never seen before.
这个其实就是神要用你从来没有见过的喜乐、从来没有见过的富足同埋从来冇见过嘅自由嚟去充满你嘅时刻啦。
Does God bless everyone who gets to this point?
神系咪赐福俾每一个落喺咁样嘅光景嘅人嘅咧
？The answer is no.
答案系否定嘅。
Why?
点解咁样讲咧
？The key is your willingness to surrender the little that you have to the Lord.
这个当中的关键呢，就是在乎你是不是愿意将你自己所拥有的或者所仅有的东西是交给主。
In today's message, the first in a series entitled The Blessings of Surrender.
今天呢，我们讲的这个系列信息呢，是叫做献身之福。那这一次呢，是第一篇的信息来的。
In this message, we're going to see the following.
在这集的信息里面呢，我们呢，要看以下的东西。
A woman who reached the place of bankruptcy.
要睇咩咧？就系、睇到一个咧，系到咗破产地步嘅一个妇人。
A woman who hit rock bottom，
睇一个咧系人生跌到落谷底嘅一个妇人。
A woman who had less than nothing，
睇一个系一无所有嘅一位妇人。
We will see a woman who was facing shame and embarrassment。
我们要看一个是处于羞愧和尴尬这样的状况的妇人。
A woman who had no way of meeting her obligations.
是一个是没有办法去还债的这位的妇人。
The only thing left for her to do was to cast herself on the mercy of the man of God.
她唯一可以做的就是去投靠神人以利沙，求她怜悯。
Is this despair a picture of your life?
这个这么绝望的情景，是不是也是你人生的写照呢？
Do you feel overwhelmed with life's obligations?
你是不是觉得被人生种种的责任是重重地去压住你，压到你就来要崩溃呢？
Do you feel drowned by the flood of your circumstances?
你是不是觉得就快要被那种翻腾的那些际遇是淹没了你呢？
Have you reached the point of such desperation that you don't know which way to turn?
你有冇曾经系陷入穷途末路嗰度，系唔知道下一步应该走向边个方向呢？
Stay tuned because God wants you to turn to God's man who is seated at the right hand.
请你唔好走开，就留心嘅继续去收听我哋呢一集嘅节目，因为神要你转向耶稣基督，就系嗰位坐喺佢右边嘅嗰位佢嘅独生爱子。
God wants you to turn to Jesus Christ and ask for His intervention in your situation.
神要你归向耶稣基督，并且求佢去介入你嘅境况里边。
Let us read about this woman in 2 Kings chapter 4.
请大家一齐翻开旧约圣经列王纪下第四章。旧约圣经嘅列王纪下嘅第四章，我哋咧一齐去睇一睇呢个妇人嘅故事啊！经文咧系咁样讲嘅，第四章嘅一至到七节，嗰度话有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说：你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的。现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子作奴仆。以利沙问他说：我可以为你作什么呢？你告诉我。你家里有什么？他说：婢女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。以利沙说：你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油，器皿都满了。他对儿子说：再给我拿器皿来。儿子说：再没有器皿了，油就止住了。妇人去告诉神人，神人说：你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你儿子可以靠着度日。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，我希望你能够非常留心去听我跟着要讲的。
When this widow came to the prophet Elisha, he asked her a most significant question.
当这个寡妇来到去见先知以利沙的时候，以利沙问了她一个很重要的问题。
In the second verse, Elisha asks, What do you have in your house?
在列王纪下的四章二节那里，以利沙就问你屋企里面有些什么呢？
I want to turn this question around to you and ask you.
我呢都很想问你同样的问题。
What do you have in your life?
你的生命里面究竟有些什么呢？
Who occupies the center stage in your life?
在你的生命里面是哪一个占住最重要的地位呢？
Right away in the same verse, the woman replied,
在同一节的里面，那个经文里面，那个妇人就马上回答以利沙了。
I have nothing but a jar of oil and a whole lot of debt.
他说在婢女的家中除了一瓶油和一大堆的借据之外，就什么都没有了。
My dear friends, let me tell you something at the outset.
亲爱的听众朋友，让我先话俾你听一啲嘅事啊。
It is always God's plan to start with what you have.
神嘅计划啊，往往咧系从你所拥有嘅嘢咧开始嘅。
If God is not blessing your life, there is a reason for that.
如果神好似咧系冇赐福你嘅生命咧，咁系一定有原因嘅。
If God is not answering your prayer, there is a reason for that.
如果神佢冇答允你嘅祷告咧，咁一定咧系有原因嘅。
If God is not pouring His Spirit into your heart, there is a reason for that.
如果神唔将圣灵充满你嘅心，咁一定系有原因嘅。
Do you know why we have turmoil in our lives?
你知唔知道人生点解会咁混乱呢？
It is because we are not letting God have His way with us and with what we have.
这个呢，是因为我们没有让神的计划成就在我们以及我们所拥有的东西上面。
Even some Christians will look around and say, Oh, I wonder why my life is so spiritually dry.
甚至有些基督徒呢会说，啊，我的心灵为什么硬是这么枯干的呢？
Why am I in such spiritual depression?
为什么我的灵性总是这么低落的呢？
I want to tell you why.
我呢要嚟去话俾你听，究竟系点解啊？
Because God will not send His Spirit to the disobedient.
因为神系唔会差遣圣灵进入去到唔信服嘅人里面嘅。
God will never send His Spirit to the unsurrendered people.
神永远唔会差遣圣灵进入去到唔降服嘅人嗰度嘅。
Some people think that if they just go to church, they will overcome their spiritual dryness.
有些人呢就认为只要回教会就可以呢是克服灵性的枯干了。
Times past, God said to his people, You are wearying me with your prayer.
在以前呢，神曾经对他的子民说，你们的祷告令到我很厌烦了。
There is no use praying when you have a deliberate sin in your life.
当你仍然是故意犯罪的时候，那你的祷告呢，只会是徒然的。
Let's look at the tithe as an example.
就以十一奉献来做一个的例子。
God said that the tithe is the Lord's and not yours.
神说十分之一是属于主的，不是属于你自己的。
According to Malachi 3,
根据马拉基书的第三章呢，
If I tamper with the tithe, I am stealing from God.
他说如果我故意将当纳的十分之一留低呢，那就是偷取了神的东西了。
And in the light of Malachi 3, some of you are living in stolen homes.
按照马拉基书第三章的讲法呢，你可能是住在偷来的房屋里面。
Some of you are wearing stolen clothes.
咁你当中有啲咧，就可能咧系穿着嗰啲偷嚟嘅衣服。
And I could go on and on.
我咧仲可以一直咁样数落去。
What do you have in your house?
咁你嘅屋企里边啊，究竟有啲乜嘢咧？
That is what God wants.
呢个咧就系神所需要听见嘅。
If this woman had said, "I have nothing,"
如果呢一位嘅妇人话，我乜嘢都冇。
And she never mentioned the jar of oil.
如果佢从来都冇提起过嗰樽嘅油，
The miracle would never have happened.
咁呢一个嘅神迹咧，就永远都唔会发生啦。
She would have rationalized to herself and said, "What is a drop of oil?"
佢或者会理性嘅去对自己讲，一滴油又算得系乜嘢啊
？It's not worth mentioning.
这个根本是不值一提的。
Are you keeping God's money in your pockets and in your accounts and saying, God doesn't need this little thing?
你有没有将神的钱是留在你自己的衫袋里面，或者是你的银行的账户里面，然后说神不会需要这些微不足道的东西的？
Are you hiding even the jar of oil and saying, let somebody else who has more to give?
你有冇系藏起嗰一樽嘅油，然后话让嗰啲较为富有嘅人去俾神啊
？Elisha's question has nothing to do with what you have, or even if you are giving it.
以利沙并唔系问你有啲乜嘢，更加唔系要你攞出啲乜嘢。
Elisha's question has everything to do.With your not experiencing the blessing of God until you surrender it.
以利沙的问题是说，除非你愿意奉献给神，否则你是不会经历到神的赐福的。
I want to tell you directly from the word of God.
我呢要将神的话语呢是直接话给你听。
If you are hoarding God's money, that is a sin.
如果你藏起神的钱呢，这个是一种罪来的。
The Bible says that if I incline a sin in my heart, God will not answer my prayer.
圣经说，我的心如果偏向罪恶，神就不会听我的祈祷了。
Perhaps you are praying for your son or your daughter to be saved.
或者你一路呢都为你的仔女的得救呢去祈祷。
Nothing seemed to be happening.
但是似乎呢一路都没什么反应。
So then you ask, I wonder why God is not answering my prayer.
于是你就问了，为什么神他不去答应我的祷告呢？
Be honest with God.
请你诚实的去对神呢。
Perhaps you have been praying for peace and joy in your home and wondering why is it taking so long?
可能呢你一路都喺度为你嘅家庭去求平安求喜乐，却系因为呢一路迟迟都得唔到呢而觉得好困惑嘅。
Be honest with God.
请你对神系诚实啦。
Have you been praying for direction and discernment for the will of God in your life?
你有没有为人生的方向以及是明白神的旨意而去祈祷呢？
Do you feel that you're not getting the answer?
你是不是认为不会有答案的呢？
What are you hiding from God that is clogging the channel of communication so that you cannot hear what God is trying to tell you?
你对神是不是隐藏了什么，以致呢是阻碍了你们彼此之间的沟通那个的渠道，令到你听不到神要对你讲的说话呢？
Be honest with God.
请你对神诚实啦。
And then watch how he will bless you.
然后去看神要怎样去赐福给你。
You see, you either trust him or you don't.
你要知道你一系呢就信靠神，一系呢就唔信靠佢。
You cannot do both.
你系冇可能呢既系信靠又唔信靠嘅。
What do you have in your house?
咁究竟啊喺你嘅屋企里边你有啲乜嘢呢？
My friends, I want to look at this story on another level.
我亲爱的听众朋友，我很想从另一个层面去看这个故事。
Oil is the symbol of the Holy Spirit.
油呢是代表圣灵的。
Oil was either for cooking or anointing.
油呢是通常呢是拿来去烧菜去煮饭，又或者呢是用来膏抹的。
Under normal circumstances, this oil would be used daily following the regular oblations.
照正常的情况呢，这些油啊，是用来在每日的一些例行的礼仪里面的。
And beyond that, the oil was used to anoint the prophet of God to be God's messenger.
除此之外呢，油呢，是用来去高立神的先知，成为神的使者的。
It was used to anoint the priests that they might be holy unto the Lord.
是用来呢去高立祭司，使他们呢在神面前成为圣洁的。
It was used to anoint the king that the Spirit of God might rest upon him.
是用来呢去高立君王，使神的圣灵可以呢是降临在他身上。
Even the Lord Jesus Christ was anointed at the beginning of his ministry with the Spirit and with power.
甚至主耶稣基督在开始传道的时候呢，亦都是被圣灵和能力浇灌的。
In the New Testament,
在新约圣经里面，
the anointing of the Spirit is distinct from the filling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的浇灌和圣灵的充满呢，是有分别的。
Yet at the same time, the anointing of the Spirit is contingent upon being filled with the Spirit.
但是同时间呢，圣灵的浇灌呢，是因为圣灵的充满呢，先至有出现的。
There is one baptism of the Spirit.
而圣灵的洗呢，就只是有一次那么多而已。
There are many fillings of the Spirit.
但是圣灵的充满呢，就可以有好多次的。
And there is constant anointing by the Spirit.
而且圣灵呢，是会不断地去浇灌的。
Anyone who preaches or teaches the Word of God without the anointing of the Holy Spirit will impart mere head knowledge.
如果有人在传道或者教导神的话语方面，却是呢，没有圣灵的浇灌呢，那他只是呢，在这里传授一些头脑上的知识而已。
Anyone who tries to witness or evangelize without the anointing of the Holy Spirit will operate out of the flesh.
如果有人在做见证或者传福音，但却是没有圣灵的浇灌，那他呢，只是靠血气去行事而已。
They will not have an impact.
那这些人呢，是不会得到果效的。
In the Gospel of Luke,
在路加福音里面，
Jesus told the disciples to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until they are endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督叫门徒留在耶路撒冷，直到领受从圣灵来的能力。这个是记载在路加福音的24:49的。经文那里说，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul said,
咁而喺哥林多后书咧，保罗就话
，that it is the Spirit's anointing that gives him authority。
佢话佢因为圣灵嘅浇灌而得着权柄。
After the day of Pentecost, we find in the book of Acts that people were amazed at the disciples。
喺使徒行传里边，五旬节之后啊，众人呢就稀奇嗰啲嘅门徒。
And they could not withstand the wisdom with which they spoke.
并且呢係惊讶嗰啲门徒所讲嘅方言背后呢佢哋嗰种嘅智慧。
Once again, let me ask you the question that Elijah asked the widow.
让我再一次问你以利沙问寡妇嘅问题啊。
What do you have in your house?
喺你嘅屋企里面你有啲乜嘢呢？
Please join us again in our next broadcast, and we will look more closely at this question.
请你咧喺下一集继续嘅收听，我哋咧会更加仔细嘅去探讨以下呢一个嘅问题嘅。
And the question is this.
而个问题咧就系、
是、What are the conditions under which we can receive the blessings of God?
喺点样嘅情况底下，我哋先至能够得到神嘅赐福咧？
What do you have in your possession?
你到底是拥有啲乜嘢呢？
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。喺呢个时候，我哋一齐听一首诗歌啊！
我望着前路，是迷乱像网一片，几多挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过，晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波，在无言默默宣告。主浩大能力，海天皆响应，每一刻变幻，亦在你的旨意里。神你在掌管， 时间万有空间，在你的手里一切定有时。神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来到一。挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过，晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波。在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力，海天皆响应，每一刻变幻，亦在你的旨意里。神你在掌管，时间万有空间，在你的手里一切定有时。神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来到也。
剛才大家所听的这首歌是叫做《神你在掌管》，希望大家都能够好像歌词所说，就是愿意是将我们的生命是愿意是给神去掌管。就好像这位的寡妇，她虽然拥有的不多，但当神人以利沙去问她你究竟有些什么的时候，她连她仅有的那些油都愿意是献给神。希望我们都能够以她为榜样去多些的学习。咁今日咧，天路导向咧嚟到呢一度。如果你对今集嘅内容有任何嘅意见，或者喺读经嘅时候遇到一啲嘅困难咧，都欢迎你来信同我叶朗天同埋麦克牧师分享嘅。信封面只要写电台所广播嘅通讯地址就可以啦。好，我哋下集再会。